What about yourself? You've been the CEO of the oldest New South Wales Country Eagles for a couple of years now. How have you seen the progression of the team? It's a great challenge because it's a great big barbarian team where players roll in and out, and of course there's a new dynamic this year as New South Wales Rugby look to get a bit more control and have it as a country team. The emphasis on Randwick and the like is not that big, but it's one of those things now that in the maturity of the team it's just going to get better and better, isn't it?
Look, I think so. I think this year will be the right model in terms of going back to city country. It gives it a real identity in that way, and also allows, you know, you to get New South Wales Rugby involved, and so they are actually looking at the players, you know, of interest for them as well as part of it. So it just creates that pathway for us that we see the best of Shoot Shield, you know, which has been a great competition this year. Try and identify country players as well that can be involved, and then pick a squad, you know, to go and play this tournament, and hopefully, like last year, you know, a lot of guys on the back of that get the opportunity to have a trial at the next level.
In picking your games, there's been a bit of whinging there in Wollongong and Newcastle. You haven't taken games to those areas. It's just simply the fact that all these other areas are just a little bit better organised. And I understand Newcastle and Wollongong is where the populace is, and by perception, there's not too many people out here. But it's a great challenge in being a CEO is you're never going to make everybody happy, are you?
Look, you're never going to make everybody happy in those things, and obviously we had a great semi-final in Newcastle a few years ago, and we're definitely looking at that again for this year. Now that we've got the draw settled, it's now to be ambitious, and I've got to go and start speaking to people about if we get a semi-final where we might hold that, and Newcastle Rugby Union will be the first ones I get into the phone about that because they did such a good job last time. So I've got to have those conversations in the next few weeks. And obviously this year we wanted to take a game to Illawarra Zone, and Camden have been the ones putting their hand up for a number of years. Got the game on the back of that. So Wollongong and the areas around there and Shoalhaven are very strong as well. And you know, obviously it'd be nice to have more home games to share around. So we'll keep trying to move the games around each year and try and get to as many places as we can.
Yeah, Darren Coleman, of course, is going to be the coach. Great effort in getting the Shoot Shield last year, not only under duress, but some fantastic teams. But who have we got as far as players? We're going to have the same old crew sort of back up next year. Paddy Ryan, Mick Snowden, Tommy Vassin from Narrabri. Get Harry Wilson from Gunnedah, just a bit of a theme here. But who are some of the players we're going to see in the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles shirt?
From a timing point of view, this week we sit down with New South Wales Rugby Union, look over all of the players, work with them in terms of developing a squad of players to contact. So that's sort of on the radar this week in terms of how that works. And obviously, some early are already drafted into the squad, like Paddy and Mick and the guys like that. So we're looking forward to that opportunity this week to our squad together.
Have you found in the selling of merchandise it's starting off a little bit slow, or there's a bit of a traction there because of the nature of both the shirts, one being black and one being sort of gold, and punters are sort of starting to get into it, and it's just a matter of getting people through the website there, nswcountryeagles.com, to sort of get into the merchandise and come out to the games and be part of it?
Look, definitely. I think I was surprised by the merchandise last year. We went at it with a small sort of offering at the start of last year, and had sort of 300 caps and different things, and sold out in the first week of a number of the items. So I was very surprised. That our last couple of games were, you know, in the mid-30s, so on those days the hoodies didn't sell as well as they did earlier in the year. But we used the merchandise to try and raise funds. Last year we were in a great position to be able to donate $30,000 to New South Wales Country Juniors, and that's the theme of what we're trying to do around those elements of the team, and also just to help create that identity, for people who want to support the team. So all of that's just starting to arrive now. I did my first truckload out of Canterbury on Friday. We're getting all the new stuff onto the website in the next week and getting going again for this season.
Yeah, really looking forward to seeing the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles get around the traps. Camden, of course, opening up there in Mudgee, and of course Armidale in Tamworth as well. If you want to find out more, go through the website there, nswcountryeagles.com, and hopefully we'll see many of you at the game. Thanks to the CEO, Andrew Blades, for having a chat, and we look forward to seeing him hopefully holding up the trophy in the NRC final there, of course, later in the year.
Thanks, mate. Good on you.